In the end, I still feel like an 83-year-old man. Oh, isn't it? He chuckled, thought it sounded more like a horse riddle. He became thoughtful then. I got up and added a couple of logs to the fire while my mind filled with more questions. What he said coincided with what I know, or rather what I didn't know about him, but still, how was all this possible? It couldn't be. Is Mr. Ennis a superhero who keeps his power secret? Can he go to the moon? Come closer. He said, sit down on the bed. I said. Mr. Ennis pointed at the window looking over the vegetable garden. Birds were flying around briskly in the dusk. The hedge beyond the garden was partly visible, and the trees hid the sun. We were both looking out the window. Let's wait a bit, he said. Soon it will come, I said in silence, staring out the window until I saw the dark sparrow perched on a branch. In the next moment, the windows disappeared. Everything slowed down as if I was in a dream, and the events were unfolding below the surface of the water. Then I noticed that it wasn't a sparrow, but a male northern cardinal. It was frozen midair, about 3 feet from me. Its red wings were spread open.